Chapter 121. Who then? Apostrophe, apostrophe, can you not guess who then? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I do not choose to guess, apostrophe, she answered. Madam, apostrophe, he said after a little hesitation. Meantime they had been, and still were, regarding each other as before. I am in a difficulty here. You have told me you will receive no message, and you have forbidden me to return to that subject. But the two subjects are so closely entwined, I find, that unless you will accept this vague caution from one who has now the honor to possess your confidence, though the way to it has been through your displeasure, I must violate the injunction you have laid upon me. Apostrophe, you know that you are free to do so, sir, apostrophe said Edith. Do it. Apostrophe, so pale, so trembling, so impassioned. He had not miscalculated the effect then. His instructions were, apostrophe he said, in a low voice, that I should inform you, that your demeanor towards Miss Dombey, is not agreeable to him. That it suggests comparisons to him which are not favorable to himself. That he desires it may be wholly changed, and that if you are in earnest, he is confident it will be, for your continued show of affection will not benefit its object. Apostrophe, that is a threat, apostrophe, she said. That is a threat, apostrophe, he answered, in his voiceless manner of assent, adding aloud, but not directed against you. Apostrophe, proud, erect, and dignified, as she stood confronting him, and looking through him as she did, with her full bright flashing eye, and smiling, as she was, with scorn and bitterness. She sunk as if the ground had dropped beneath her, and in an instant would have fallen on the floor, but that he caught her in his arms. As instantaneously she threw him off, the moment that he touched her, and, drawing back, confronted him again, immovable, with her hand stretched out. Please to leave me. Say no more tonight. Apostrophe, I feel the urgency of this, apostrophe said Mr. Carker, because it is impossible to say what unforeseen consequences might arise, or how soon, from your being unacquainted with his state of mind. I understand Miss Dombey is concerned, now, at the dismissal of her old servant, which is likely to have been a minor consequence in itself. You don't blame me for requesting that Miss Dombey might not be present. May I hope so? Apostrophe, I do not. Please to leave me, sir. Apostrophe, I knew that your regard for the young lady, which is very sincere and strong, I am well persuaded, would render it a great unhappiness to you, ever to be a prey to the reflection that you had injured her position and ruined her future hopes, apostrophe said Carker hurriedly, but eagerly. No more tonight. Leave me, if you please. Apostrophe, I shall be here constantly in my attendance upon him, and in the transaction of business matters. You will allow me to see you again, and to consult what should be done, and learn your wishes? Apostrophe, apostrophe, she motioned him towards the door. I cannot even decide whether to tell him I have spoken to you yet, or to lead him to suppose that I have deferred doing so, for want of opportunity, or for any other reason. It will be necessary that you should enable me to consult with you very soon. At any time but now, apostrophe she answered. You will understand, when I wish to see you, that Miss Dombey is not to be present, and that I seek an interview as one who has the happiness to possess your confidence, and who comes to render you every assistance in his power, and, perhaps, on many occasions, to ward off evil from her? Apostrophe, apostrophe, looking at him still with the same apparent dread of releasing him for a moment from the influence of her steady gaze, whatever that might be, she answered, yes. Apostrophe, apostrophe, and once more bade him go. He bowed, as if in compliance, but turning back, when he had nearly reached the door, said, I am forgiven, and have explained my fault. May I, for Miss Dombey's sake, and for my own, take your hand before I go? Apostrophe, apostrophe, she gave him the gloved hand she had maimed last night. He took it in one of his, and kissed it, and withdrew. And when he had closed the door, he waved the hand with which he had taken hers, and thrust it in his breast. Edith saw no one that night, but locked her door, and kept herself alone. She did not weep. She showed no greater agitation, outwardly, than when she was riding home. She laid as proud a head upon her pillow as she had borne in her carriage, and her prayer ran thus: May this man be a liar. For if he has spoken truth, she is lost to me, and I have no hope left. This man, meanwhile, went home musing to bed, thinking, with a dainty pleasure, how imperious her passion was, how she had sat before him in her beauty, with the dark eyes that had never turned away but once, how the white down had fluttered, how the bird's feathers had been strewn upon the ground. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.